Good morning and welcome to Kale and Company Live here on WKXL, NHTalkRadio.com on this April Fool's Day. Great to have you along with us, and as always, we are presented by Northeast Delta Dental. Northeast Delta Dental has individual and family plans designed to fit your lifestyle. Learn more and find your plan at DeltaDentalCoversMe.com. And we're not fooling about this, folks. We have some great music for you to listen to this morning here. And if you're listening to the replay at 7 o'clock, you'll be able to hear it as well. Because we have Andrew here from Andrew North and the Rangers. Andrew, welcome back. Great to see you as always.
Great to be here, Ken.
And you have formed a new group. Tell us about it.
Yes, I'm not good enough at forming groups to actually have new people, but this is sort of a side project that spun off of Andrew North and the Rangers called Jade Trio, and we're really excited about it.
And we have the members, every single member of Jade Trio in here. Andrew is here. Dale Grant is here, who's featured on the drums. And Jillian Rourke is here, and she plays the saxophone. And welcome. Welcome to you both.
Thanks, Ken.
Thanks for having us, Ken.
It is great to have you. So how did the Jade Trio all come about?
Well, it started when we had a month. This is, what, about a year ago?
Yeah.
Like that.
Yeah, I think last February.
We had, a month or so where, for whatever reason, you know, folks couldn't make band practice every week. So we had just the three of us showing up to band practice. And we weren't sure what to do because we're about half the band. And so we decided to kind of work up some material on our own. Mostly it was songs that hadn't found their way into the band catalog yet, and we worked them up as a trio, and most of them now are songs that we play with the Rangers as well. But we had this little moment in time where we were working on them in this trio arrangement, and we really liked how it sounded, so we wanted to make sure to document that, which is why we recorded a new EP of those songs.
So it was recorded at Concord Community Music School.
Yep.
It was sort of impromptu.
We practice over at the music school, and again, we really liked the sound that we had with this trio, and so we pulled in a couple of our friends locally, Curtis Arnett to help us run sound engineering, and Christine Torrey to take some photos and document what we were doing that day. And we just went up to the recital hall there and set up some instruments and spent an afternoon recording live, kind of as best we could on our own, and that's exactly what's on the album, is just what was happening in the room that day.
Yeah.
And what the amazing part of it is, and this is probably unprecedented, it's not edited, and every song was done on the first take, as I understand it. Is that true?
We took a couple of takes, I think it was two or three for each song, and picked the one we liked
best.
But
right.
there are no edits or overdubs or substitutions of tracks. Again, the sound is very sort of raw and intimate, and what was happening in the room, which I personally love putting something out with that feel.
Absolutely, and the sound is just magnificent. I hope people are listening on our FM signals today in the Concord and Manchester area, because it just sounds great. And as you said, it was produced expertly, without question. And just the songs are very, I would say this, I would say they are very listenable. And, you know, I have to do a little preparation work for all the shows here on WKXL, for all the shows I do anyway. And, you know, many times I'll have the TV on, or I'll have, you know, the radio on, whatever it might be, which sometimes can be distracting. But I put on this music, and man, it just flows. I mean, it really does. So give us a little background. First of all, Jillian, give us a little background of your musical career.
Sure. I started taking piano when I was 5, and I continued with piano up until about age 10, and then I was told by my music instructor that I moved too much.
you move too much? Is that
and
possible?
Didn't really have, you know, proper classical technique. So it was around that time that you could pick a band instrument. So I had always loved jazz. I got to see Wynton Marsalis when I was 7 years old.
Wow.
Actually at the Palace Theater.
Really? Nice. Yeah.
Yep. Just him and a drummer and a bass player. And so after some thinking between trumpet and saxophone, went with saxophone, mostly because of Stan Getz.
Stan Getz, yeah. Hey,
and
wow.
Then, yeah, played through middle school, high school. And then unfortunately, I think it's going to be kind of a similar story for both Andrew and Dale. Took a really long break for kind of sad, pathetic reasons, mostly just life in school. Mm. And yeah. And then I met one of the other band members, Rob O'Brien, through kind of kids, preschool, kindergarten. And I had said to him, I used to play Barry sax, but I haven't played in such a long time because it's such an expensive instrument, didn't have one. And he was like, I have a Barry sax. Wow. Let me drive it over tomorrow morning.
How about that? Huh? So, wow.
It's kind of
that
from
is something.
There.
Yeah. Wow.
Got back into it and feel really lucky to play with these guys.
So you were inspired by the girl from Ipanema, huh?
Yes.
Yeah.
I do love
and,
that
and the
song.
Playing of Stan Getz and Astrid Gilberto, and that is terrific. And Dale, give us a little bit of your story.
Oh, man. My story is very long. Well, I've been drumming now for 53 years. Started when I was 9 years old, third grade. Probably similar to Jillian. Had a great upbringing as far as education in music and not just being a drummer. Our instructor back in third grade would not let us touch a drum until we learned all of our chords and scales on a piano.
Wow.
And I'm so grateful for that because that turned into, you know, band, orchestra, jazz band, all through school, marching band, drumline. I was a drumline instructor, so I was actually a drummer that had a good musical education and understood music. And like even today, I'm always asking, what key is this in? Yeah. And they're like, you're a drummer, why do you care? I'm like, because I want to know where changes are coming for fills, you know. So, but yeah, I'd been in bands in, wow, six states all across the country, just based on where I had lived and moved and worked. And then like the rest of us, took quite a long time off to raise kids and be the responsible adult and parent. And then Andrew and I met a little over 6 years ago when I was hosting an open mic night here in Concord. And we started putting other musicians together from there, and hence Andrew North and the Rangers, and now everybody wants to be a ranger, so that's
everybody right. Wants to be a ranger, and Andrew's T-shirt proves that. But at any rate, and we'll talk about the open mic that continues to this day in downtown Concord at the Bank of New Hampshire stage downtown. So we're going to hear four world premieres today.
Yes.
Before we get to 9 o'clock this morning. And the first one is Ben Folds' Brain. So, Andrew, just give us a quick background on that one.
Yeah, the tagline for this song is it's sort of came from a place of deep creative insecurity. Where, like, when you're writing songs or making music, it's really hard not to compare yourself to others. And that's really what this song is about at its core. This is one that came to me when I was cleaning my garage, and that's a lot of how I write sometimes, is that I'll be doing something else, and sometimes I'll wear headphones, but when I'm not wearing headphones or listening to anything, that's sort of when you'll get that sort of repeating pattern in your head that you can work up into a song. And so this one started there, and then I was like, hey, there's something here, and so I went down to my basement and banged the whole shape of it out in an hour or two, and then here it is.
World premiere, Ben Folds' Brain from Jade Trio right here on WKXL. Mm-hmm.
live in a cave underground, black t-shirts all the time. Got a pretty complex love life, yeah, I do alright. Sit at the piano, sometimes it gets me down. 2020 vision and the shoes of a clown. But I'm thick as a brick, I landed where I shouldn't be. Throw your phone in a pool, just give up, yeah, don't envy me. I sit at the piano, all I feel is doom. Try as I might, can't seem to write a decent tune. Have nothing left to lose.
And that is Ben Folds Band, Brain, I should say. Jake Trio is in studio right now. Ben Folds Brain. Sometimes my brain isn't exactly there. But,
right there with you, Ken.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. But happy to tell you that the Jake Trio will be performing this Friday night at the Concord Community Music School. And that is at 23 Wall Street in Concord. And it's all for charity.
Yep.
And to benefit what, Andrew?
The music school and music education.
Very good.
Very good cause.
At Concord Community Music School, which has been around for a long time. And Friday night will be the place to be to see the Jake Trio. We'll take a break. Kale & Company continues right here. WKXL, NHTalkRadio.com. Presented by Northeast Delta Dental. Welcome back. Kale & Company live here on WKXL, NHTalkRadio.com. Presented by Northeast Delta Dental. And very happy to have Jake Trio in the house. Andrew, Dale, and Jillian. And coming up, another world premiere. The song is The Road. And Jillian, I understand your son at 10 years old was responsible for the lyrics of this song.
Yeah, so James is a really creative guy, and he has some, I would say, wonderful creative mentors in his life. His reading teacher for many years at Krista McAuliffe School here in Concord, And then Mr. Aaron, who's a local musician.
Yeah, oh, sure. Yeah. Yeah.
So James wrote a poem with the help of Heidi Fife and Aaron Jones, and then came home and was like, can you give this to Andrew? Because I think this would make a cool song. And he's an outdoors guy, which I'd say these two gentlemen here next to me are too. And a lot of our songs have to do with being outside and that experience. And that's really what this poem was about. And so we sent it off to Andrew, and he wrote an incredible song. So
that he did. And it's The Road. Jade Trio right here, WKXL.
Of light, you see the sun, no weary haze this day. And when you awake, take cheer, the sun ascends. You set out once again to climb with hope renewed. Another mountain rests beneath your feet. You turn towards the sky, the sun awaits for you.
my friend, just walk that road into another day. Till we meet again in time, be well, my friend, just walk that road into another day.
Trio and The Road with lyrics by Jillian's 10-year-old son, James. Outstanding. Is he writing more lyrics?
Oh, yes. Yeah. He's written more songs for us.
Oh, yeah.
That's awesome. I'm
wow.
I didn't know that.
So he, at you know, now 11 years old, gets a little credit on Spotify, huh?
He's going to take it. Every cent he earns.
all two of them.
All yeah. two of them.
Yeah. But that but is terrific to be involved and doing that at that age.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I think that's kind of the ethos of this group, right? Whether it's family or friends or just the community at large.
Yeah.
I think just engaging people in that creative process with others is like kind of what we're about.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Absolutely, yeah, and sort of removing that competitive layer that musicians can get into, where you're like, you know, oh my God, that guy's so good, he's so much better than me. Oh my God, that band stinks, I'm way better than them. Whatever, like strip that away, because that doesn't help anybody. And you know, take people where they're coming in their creative life and celebrate what they're doing, because we all started somewhere. We all, you know, practice hard to get where we're at. And if you create that safe environment for people to be creative in, it's really sort of cool what you see.
Oh, absolutely. And great to get started at such a young age and pursue, you know, music in that way. That is terrific.
Yeah. And we've also quite often been complimented on what we do in bringing the music community together in the Concord area, and mm-hmm. other musicians yeah. recognize that we're all musicians and we're just trying to all do this together, and it's fantastic.
Well, it is, and that being said, this is Monday, the 1st of April, and on Wednesday night of this week, another open mic night at the Bank of New Hampshire stage, and Andrew North and the Rangers have been behind that from the very start of it, and I know a good friend of mine, John Leahy's going to be there on Wednesday night. In fact, we're going to hear from John a little bit later on this week on the show, as a matter of fact, as he will bring his ukulele into the studio. But he just loves it and loves to play in that venue in particular, because you feel like if you're standing on that stage, you feel like you're a professional musician. And, you know, he knows he will never be. But it's just that atmosphere and the response you get. It's a terrific atmosphere.
Yeah. Fantastic.
No doubt so about cool. it. And that'll be Wednesday night, first Wednesday of every month at the Bank of New Hampshire stage in downtown Concord. We'll take a break. Cale and Company will continue with Andrew, Jillian, and Dale right here playing world premieres from Jade Trio on WKXL, NHTalkRadio.com, presented by Northeast Delta Dental. We'll be right back. Welcome back. Cale and Company live here on WKXL, NHTalkRadio.com for a Monday, the 1st of April, April Fool's Day. And it's great to have three outstanding musicians in studio today. The three musicians who comprise Jade Trio. And now Andrew is here from Andrew North and the Rangers, and this is kind of an offshoot group from Andrew North and the Rangers. And is this your first public appearance? I don't mean on the show, but Friday night at the Community Music School.
With Jade Trio?
Yes.
Likely first and only is my guess.
Really?
Yeah, this is kind of a one-off thing where the whole project has been kind of figuring it out as we go. It came from people not being able to make band practice and just kind of mucking around or finding our way forward. We recorded an EP. We weren't sure what to do with it. We came together. It sounds great. We're really happy with it. And that comes out on April 5th as well, so you can get it on Spotify and stuff. And we were like, well, we're putting this out. How are we going to celebrate that? And we're like, well, we have to have a concert, so we're going to open for our own band.
There you go.
And so this is kind of a unique... We don't have enough material to put on our own concert with this group. We only have 4 or 5 songs, but we really like them, and we're really excited to share them. So this kind of feels like a special little moment in time to just acknowledge the Jade Trio thing, and you know, give it 5 years, maybe we'll do something again. I have no idea, but for now it's really fun, and this is what we've got.
Yeah, the only time I've ever seen like the opening act perform before the featured band was Kenny Loggins.
Oh yeah,
who was in a group at one time. I don't know if the group still exists, Blue Sky Riders, and he was a member of that group. And I saw saw Kenny Loggins, which I was, happy to see Kenny Loggins as the star performer in a show in Lowell, an outdoor show in Lowell, Mass. And then I was looking in the program, and it had him listed as a member of the Blue Sky Riders. So we got a double dose of Kenny Loggins that night, which nobody can complain about.
Just channel a tiny bit of Kenny Loggins for this show, I will be a very happy camper.
Oh, well, you guys sound terrific. As we've heard in the first two songs from the EP, Ben Folds Brain and The Road, in this segment we're going to hear Blue. But again, folks, Friday night, it all starts at 7:30. You'll hear from Jade Trio and then Andrew North and the Rangers.
Correct.
So what a night that is going to be. That's going to be a lot of fun at the Concord Community Music School. But get there early, 7:30, and the capacity is somewhat limited, but a nice auditorium there to watch a concert. And you will see two acts that night, Jade Trio and Andrew North and the Rangers for the price of one. You can't beat that. And you'll hear the official release party for the EP that we've been listening to. World premieres here on April 1st, 2024 on Kale & Company. So who would like to tell us the story of Blue, the next song we're going to hear?
I guess that probably falls on me.
Okay.
I wrote this one, and I teach a fair amount of piano lessons, and both at the Community Music School and at Strings and Things, which recently moved up to Penacook.
Right.
And so I tend to have, an hour or two each week between lessons of, lessons fall at sporadic times, people cancel stuff, where I get to sit in a room with a piano, and I actually get a lot of writing done in that time, and noodle around with ideas, and I'm like, oh, I got half an hour to kill, what am I going to do? And you just sort of explore what's going on that day. And Blue came out of that. I found something I liked in it, and then put some words to it. Lyrically, I have a hard time describing my own lyric brain.
so do we.
Yeah, I think everyone does. But I try really hard to sort of, appropriately for this song, sort of paint colors or impressions much more than like, this is a song about me sitting in my kitchen and eating a bagel. It's much more like fuzzy than that. And this song is...
That's pretty fuzzy.
It's named Blue, and it's... I have a hard time saying lyrically exactly what it's about. I think it's one you just have to listen to it and take from it what you will. And I try to design lyrics to give people that opportunity to take whatever it resonates with them.
All right, so we will give our listening audience the opportunity to decipher Andrew's lyrics right here as we listen to Blue from Jade Trio on WKXL. We'll be right back.
dropping through the leaves, I find a scent that colors orange and brown in my mind. Trading cards and wheels that bray and make me wonder how I ever forgot how to play. She's got it right. Blue beneath moonlight. I get tossed in swirling dust. She sprays me down with a hose so cold. When I make peace with words so sweet, it makes me wonder if this world could ever even grow. Has got it right. Blue beneath moonlight. Trailing far behind. I track the breadcrumb trail, but still I fail to finally spin it out and unwind. She has got it right. Blue beneath moonlight.
J Trio and Blue, right here on WKXL, NHTalkRadio.com. Again, the J Trio will make its first and only local appearance of the season. We'll put it that way. On Friday night at 7:30 at the Concord Community Music School. And after that, you will hear from Andrew North and the Rangers in a complete concert.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah, we're really excited about it. Given the room and sort of the whole vibe of the night, we're going to do an acoustic Andrew North and the Rangers concert. So it's going to be using the acoustic piano in the room and all that. So it's going to be a unique and sort of intimate evening, which is different from what we usually do. So we're really excited about it.
That is terrific. And looking forward to that on Friday night. But get there early. Limited seating available. And it's for all ages. And it's a suggested $10 donation, and all proceeds will support the Concord Community Music School and music education, which is very, very important. We'll take a break. Kale and Company continues here on this April 1st, right after these words, on WKXL, NHTalkRadio.com, presented by Northeast Delta Dental, and we'll be right back. Welcome back. Kale and Company live here on WKXL, NHTalkRadio.com, which is 1450 AM, 1039 on the FM dial in the Capital Region, 1019 FM in Manchester, and well beyond. And we're so happy to have Andrew, Jillian, and Dale in here from Andrew North and the Rangers, and now the Jade Trio, whose EP will come out this Friday, coinciding with perhaps the only live performance for Jade Trio. I hope that's not the case, but it could be. Who knows? But we shall see how it all plays out. But before we play our final world premiere today, which is Epiphone, I want to go around the table and see, or hear anyway, who your musical, not mentors necessarily, but who you listen to, who you grew up listening to, and what inspired you. So we'll start with you, Jillian.
Oh, sure. Like the three cassettes that were in my car growing up, Billy Joel, Gloria Estefan, and Michael Jackson.
Well, there you go.
I mean, I would say I've listened to a lot of jazz through the years. I mentioned Wynton Marsalis. I've listened to much of his stuff many, many times. I would say when I was in high school, just trying to find other Barry sax players, you know, doing cool things like a lot of Morphine. more recently, Leo Pellegrini's kind of taken the world by storm for Barry sax. But I don't know. I listen. I mean, like all of us, we're constantly texting music to each other. And I'll go from, you know, Steely Dan to like 90s pop to like Chris Stapleton and the Steel Drivers, sure. Like all in one day.
Very eclectic taste.
But, Donny, you know, Benet. I think that's Donny Benet. Yes. Yeah. So.
And Dale, what about you?
Yeah, I've lived through and played through so many different decades of music, and I do tend to always kind of go back to 80s stuff, but both the pop and the hair band stuff, Def Leppard, Van Halen, et cetera. That's kind of what I grew up on in high school. But each time a new genre comes out, pop punk from the 90s is actually one of my mm-hmm. favorite, because the drumming in pretty much any pop punk song is amazing, and I learn a lot from those drummers. My iconic drummers, obviously, are Neil Peart and Ron Bushy from Iron Butterfly, Terry Bozzio from Missing Persons, just very busy, active drummers, which mm-hmm. I model after. But like Jillian said, I mean, very, very, very wide range of music influence and musical, you know, likes for myself, too. Everything from Steely Dan to Ozzy Osbourne. Yeah. So,
that's a wide range.
To jazz, yeah. To yeah, everything. Yeah. So.
And Andrew, what about you?
Oh, man, this is a good question. I think I have to start with my mom. She was a musician, growing up in her teens and 20s, and had four kids, but kept making music. And so after we went to bed at night as children, she had a home studio that my dad helped her with, and she would be plugging away on whatever she was writing and self-releasing albums. And I think I took a lot of that from her, which is that the DIY, use the time you have, just keep making music. As far as influences, when I was a kid, I listened to a lot of like Scott Joplin ragtime when mm-hmm. I was coming up as a piano player. And then as like a middle schooler, I was really into like Weird Al. That was like my access point for pop music. And then in high school, I got really into like jam bands and like Trey Anastasio and Phish in particular, which is one that's really stuck with me. Partly because of just this constant flowing creativity that embodies, and the integration of spontaneity and improvisation, where you're making music always with the idea that there's sort of, you know, you can always find an escape hatch to take a song somewhere it hasn't gone before, and each performance has that vitality to it mm-hmm. that I really feed off of that energy, and I think it's a big part of what we do as a band. And then, like Jillian and Dale were saying, we're all kind of musical omnivores at this point. I listen to a lot of jazz. I love, old meters in New Orleans funk and just about any type of New Orleans music I will listen to all day long. The list is endless. I listen to as much as I can get my hands on.
I think a lot of that shows in our original songs that we write too. I mean, we've got everything from a Zydeco stuff in our music to kind of to heavier to obviously, you know, jazz. We call ourselves jazz funk piano rock. So it's
there you go. That about covers all the bases right there. Yeah. And we're going to hear the final world premiere from the Jade Trio's EP to be released on Friday, Epiphone.
Yes.
And just to give us a brief capsule of what Epiphone is all about.
This is the song that it just won't quit. This one goes way back to 2003 or 4, and the guitarist from my college band, a guy named Jeff Rhodes, wrote this song, and we used to do it with my college band, which was called The Woodshed. And then I've always played it solo piano. I brought it to a duo project I did in 2016, 2017, and then it became a Rangers song. And now here it is as a Jade Trio song. I think the fact that that has been the journey of this song is a testament to how much we like it. It's an instrumental, and it's just really fun to play.
And here it is, Epiphone, Jade Trio on WKXL. We'll be right back. right, I'll say it. And the hits just keep on coming.
Yes.
Here on,
yes.
Here on WKXL, NHTalkRadio.com. It's been a delight to have Jade Friel with us in studio on this Monday morning. I don't know if musicians are accustomed to getting up this early in the morning, but glad they could do it. Don't forget, you can check them out in person this Friday night at the Concord Community Music School. That's at 23 Wall Street in Concord at 7:30. They will open, ironically enough, for Andrew North and the Rangers. So it should be a terrific show all night long. And the admission price is, it's free. But please donate, because it goes to a very worthy cause, the Concord Community Music School and music education, which is very, very important. So, Andrew, thank you. Jillian, thanks.
Thank
Dale,
you.
Good to see you again.
You too, Ken. Thank you.
We go way back. But we'll see you on Friday night at the Concord Community Music School. And thanks for being with us this morning.
Thanks so much, Ken.
And folks, remember to always look on the bright side of life. Have a great Monday, everybody.